Big night for Big Z Sports this evening. Myself and Joe Geckler. Chris Kale will be gone. Not in studio tonight, but this evening we will have Coach Metzger, new head coach for the Strasburg Tigers football team.
Okay.
He'll be joining us. Also, Mo Egger from ESPN in Cincinnati to talk about the NCAA tournament, which resumed again last night, and will continue all weekend long. And if you're a Browns fan, I know we're dwindling out there. We're becoming like an extinct animal. If you're a Browns fan, you'll definitely want to hear tonight Tony Grossi, Browns analyst from ESPN Cleveland, as we chat with him about all the moves the Browns have made recently, and we discuss the draft a little bit. So Big Z Sports tonight, jam-packed from 6 until 8. And, of course, you can always hear that and anything else on our airwaves online as we stream at WTUZ.
Yeah, and you guys post a lot of stuff on Facebook, too.
Oh,
people can kind of stay in touch with you guys.
Yeah, our poll questions will be up tonight as well. Hey, speaking of poll questions,
yeah,
Mary.
Speaking of them.
Nice little transition. Two of them are up on our Facebook and Twitter pages as it is a poll question Friday. The first one. Still disappointed in UZ country. NSYNC or Backstreet Boys? Pick your boy band. Backstreet Boys right now. 61%, Mayor.
Wow.
They have your back.
Yeah.
39% is what NSYNC checks in.
You know, I was doing a little research and because I was trying to remember. I was trying to remember the songs that each of the bands played.
Yeah.
And I forgot that NSYNC did the like Trash in the Camp on Tarzan. On the Disney Tarzan, how cool.
They did what again?
The Trashing the Camp. Do you remember that song?
No, I don't.
Do you remember that song? Should I play a little piece for
no,
you?
No, I don't want to hear any of that. I don't want to hear.
It's NSYNC, though.
I know, but then we may have to pay NSYNC after that. And that's one thing we don't. Do you want to pay NSYNC? Do you want to pay JT?
If I get to meet him.
Hey, caller, who's this? Who's this?
Hi.
Yes,
hi,
hello.
Eric.
What's going on? Is this Kylie?
Yes, this is.
Kylie, what's going on?
I love NSYNC.
Yeah, we already talked about this yesterday, Kylie. I know. Hey, you want to answer our other poll question, Kylie, since I have you there?
Sure.
Okay. It's a little personal, but washcloth or loofah? Which one?
Washcloth.
Kylie, come on now,
no.
Kylie. You got it all wrong there. Hey, thanks for calling. I got to go. A little busy.
All right.
Thanks.
Have a nice day.
Hey, you too. Thanks. Have a great weekend. That's Kylie, everybody. She won circus tickets yesterday, apparently.
Great.
Right here on our airwaves. Hey, by the way, that's the other question. Mm-hmm. Loofah or washcloth? The results? Mayor?
It better be loofah.
Well, it's not. It's 59% washcloth, 41% lovely loofah.
I feel like these people are misinformed.
I feel like they're all dirty as well. Misinformed and filthy.
No, look, guys, Dollar Tree, go get a dollar loofah and your life will be changed forever. Your bath time experience
will
be changed forever.
You got to make sure you get the right loofah, though, because there are ones that aren't as fluffy. And,
you got to make sure that.
And plump, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, don't get one with like a big old giant hole, piece of it missing or something.
You got to get one that's nice and poofy. Why are there people calling me right now? I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Caller, who's this?
This is Carol Clement. I just want to tell you that the loofah is full of germs and bacteria.
No, it is not. You use it for like a month and then you get rid of that thing.
They did a study and they proved it. And you guys are going to die from all your germs.
Who's they?
You know everybody that knows everything.
Everybody that knows that. Oh, like me, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Looking out for your health.
All right. Well, I appreciate you looking out for my health. Hey, NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, which one?
Oh, let's go Backstreet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I have to hang up on you.
See?
Thanks for calling, by the way. Those are the questions up right there. I was wondering why everybody's calling because I haven't even done this yet.
Oh.
Here, you can answer those poll questions and try to win circus tickets if you want. 330-339-9399. I want to roll the die again.
Okay.
That way I can maybe get a couple more responses on our poll question. Or our poll questions, really.
Bum, bum,
so
bum,
we'll
bum.
Go to the phone lines. Who's this caller?
This is
Becky, have you won anything recently, Becky?
I have not. I've been trying for a week.
All right.
And this is the first time.
All right. Well, hey, hopefully I can be your first there, Becky. All right.
All right.
Yeah. There you go. All right, Becky. Hey, answer our poll question first before you roll the die. Washcloth or loofah?
Loofah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. You're nice and clean, Becky. Backstreet Boys, yeah. Backstreet Boys or NSYNC? Which one?
I would have to say NSYNC, and they were my first concert.
Wow. All right.
Wow.
A couple of firsts here. All right. Here we go. You're going to roll the die. I'll roll on your behalf. Pick a number 1 through 6. We'll see if you win some circus tickets here.
I'm going to say number 4.
Number 4. Right. It is a 5 spot.
Ooh, so close.
I was rooting for you, Becky.
Thank you.
Hey, try again, all right, if you can get back in. Good luck to you. 330-339-9399, Babbling Brook, around the corner. And you can call and try and win some circus tickets and answer our poll questions here if you want. Kind of blown away by the NSYNC Backstreet Boys one. It's whatever. It's a coin flip.
Yeah.
But the washcloth and loofah, there should be no argument.
There should not be.
The discussion should end with washcloth. Hey, who's this?
Joe,
what's up, Joe?
Not much. How are you?
Great. That's my brother's name, actually. Joe?
That's a good name.
Yeah, it is. Great name. All right, here we go. Answer our question, will you? Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, if you had to pick a boy band? If you were to make a baby, Joe, what boy band would you throw on?
Backstreet Boys.
All right. See? Listen. Both are baby-making music, I guess.
They are.
If you turn it on the right song. And then, hey, loofah or washcloth, Joe?
Loofah all the way.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Guys, don't be ashamed of the loofah.
That's right.
I am a proud loofah user. Gets you in all the right areas. The undercarriage can get you anywhere. All right, 1 through 6, Joe, and we'll see if you're a winner for circus tickets. I'll roll the die for you.
I'm going to go with number 6.
Numero 6. It's 4, actually.
Oh, what in the world?
Sorry, Joe. Sorry. Try again if you can get in. We'll give you another shot, all right?
All right. Thank you.
That's Joe, a proud Backstreet Boys listener and loofah user, everybody.
Right.
Anyway, we're getting a little late here. We'll continue to take calls. You can answer the question if you want, but I know you want those circus tickets. It's Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. David Lee Murphy, Kenny Chesney, Eric McElroy, and it's Babbling Brook.
Hi. That's going to be my motto today, I think.
Everything's going to
be
all right.
Right.
Yeah. Even if you have to loosen up the belt a little bit later.
It's
Taco Pizza Day here in Z Country,
yes.
Folks.
Yes, it is.
We're all excited to order taco pizza. From east of Chicago. Shout out, by the way, east of Chicago, if you want to hook it up later. But anyway, that's later for us. So it's the little things in life, Brooke, that get us excited.
It's funny how happy food makes you.
Doesn't take much.
Yeah.
We have a caller. She wants to try and win circus tickets. You all right with that, Brooke?
Sure.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Who's this? Becky?
Yep.
Is this the infamous Becky who just tried to win a moment ago?
Yep, it's me.
Okay. All right, Becky. Well, I know... Where's my die? There it is. I know you just tried, or you just answered our poll questions, so I won't ask you those again. But I will ask you, Miss Becky, 1 through 6, pick a number, and I'll roll for you.
My 4-year-old says number 5, so we're going to go with number 5.
Your 4-year-old says number 5. She's tugging on my heartstrings with the whole kid card. So here we go. What number did you say? 5, right?
5, yep.
All right, 5. Here we go. Should have went with 4 because that's what number it is. I'm sorry, Becky.
That's all right.
Keep trying, though. If you can get in again, we will we'll accept your call. Number is 330-339-9399, by the way. Brooke, breeze through Z-News, if you will, and we'll see if we can find a winner.
All right. In this day in history, in 1839, the initials OK are first published in the Boston Morning Post. 1963, the Beach Boys released the single Surfin' USA. In 65, America's first two-person space mission took place as Gemini 3 blasted off. And then in 1998, Titanic tied an Academy Awards record by winning 11 Oscars, including Best Picture, Director, and Song.
11 Oscars,
11,
eh?
Oh. Yes. All right, holidays for today. It's National Puppy Day. So that's a good one. So if you want to maybe post some pictures of your pups on our Facebook page or something, that'd be fun.
I'd rather know if people use a washcloth or a loofah, but whatever.
Okay. Well, it's also Cuddly Kitten Day, so...
Can't be Puppy Day and Kitten Day on the
same
day. I know,
they should have separated those out. National Chip and Dip Day and Near Miss Day. Now, on this day, back in 1989, there was a large asteroid that missed the Earth.
Word?
By 500,000 miles.
I was 4 years...
Which isn't that big of a distance, I don't think.
Listen, I was 4 years old. I'm glad it didn't hit then, but
yes.
I'm 32 now. If it were to hit, listen... I'm happy with how things have went down so far.
Yes, me too.
Look at my life. It's wonderful.
Yeah. All right, if you want to know what's on TV tonight, or today, the NCAA basketball tournament, of course, continues. I haven't checked my bracket yet. I'm a little nervous about that. Live PD, Roll Call's on at 8, 2020 is on at 10, and Dateline NBC is on at 10.
Don't forget Big Z Sports tonight, too.
You're right, yeah.
Hey, now. 8
there. And then in country news, Luke Combs, he is going to be the sole country act to perform at the 2018 Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago.
He's the only country guy.
He's the only country artist that's going to be there.
All right.
So that's pretty cool. And then Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt reportedly have been meeting up secretly.
Hold on. Hold the phone.
Yeah.
Michaela, who's no longer with us, left us in the dust. She alluded to this when... Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie got their divorce.
Yes.
She said, and then after that, Jennifer Aniston and her husband got divorced.
Right.
Michaela's been saying this for a long...
From day one, huh?
Long time.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens here, but I don't know if it's like a friendly thing or more than a friendly thing.
Friends with benefits.
Maybe.
Who knows? Caller, who's this?
That's Walter.
Walter, you want to win some circus tickets?
Yeah.
It's a circus here this morning. First, answer our questions. If you had to pick a boy band, even if you're into it or not, NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, Walter?
Backstreet Boys.
All right. I won't judge you based on that, but I will judge you based on this. Washcloth or loofah, Walter?
Washcloth.
You dirty, dirty guy. What are you, Brooke? What
I do
are you?
Both, but I use a loofah more
what
than
mean
a washcloth.
You do both.
I use both.
You can't go both ways when
you
it
do.
Comes to cleansing.
You can.
Whatever. Walter, 1 through 6. We'll see if you're a winner. Pick a number.
4.
4 it is. There's the roll. It's a 1.
Oh.
Sorry, Walter. Try again next time, alrighty?
Alrighty.
Alright, Walter. Heard myself there after that. Anyway, Brooke, we'll find a winner. Hopefully,
yes. Maybe I should roll next time.
I was hoping you were good luck. You want to stick around maybe
yes.
and roll? All right, we'll do that.